with all of the gifts that you're getting or not getting, with all of the arrangements that you're making with your families. And so let's just talk tonight about busyness and where that lies in our schedule and where we can have God in it. So we're going to start with a word of prayer so you can bow your heads. Lord, we just thank you for bringing us all here safely this afternoon. Lord, I pray that the words that you speak flow from directly from you, and that whatever you want me to speak today, that it can touch the hearts of your people today. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. I am used to talking to kindergartners, so if I call you friends or if I call you any of those things, I am so sorry. All right. A lot of the times when we talk about busyness in church, we talk about a specific story, and we are going to talk about that story today. We are going to talk about Martha and Mary in Luke 10:38-42. But first, let's talk about it, okay? When we are busy and when we have things to do that are on our agenda, oftentimes we wear our busyness like a badge of honor. So when you're a kid and you're growing up and your parents are always telling you, oh, we don't have time for this, we're so busy, we have this to do and this to do, and as a kid you don't understand it, you can't grasp your mind over the, in your brain it feels like there's an unlimited time as a child, whereas when you're older you can understand those things in a better way. And so when we're older, we wear our busyness as a badge of honor, and all of the things on our agenda become things that define us. Instead of things that we have to do, they become who we are. We brag or complain about how much we have to do in a day, and we seek affirmation from others in this pursuit. So whether it's complaining, whether it's bragging, we're telling people subconsciously in a way of saying, do you affirm what I'm saying? Do you agree with me? Do you see me in this? And oftentimes it can be a cry out for different things. It can be a cry out for attention. It could be just because you want to be understood or seen. And all of those things are okay. But also in that way, we take outward pride in others knowing what and just how much that we have to do and in how hard that we are working. And when you're in the thick of the busyness that you have, you don't feel like that's a bad thing. You can be busy with things that are good things, like blessings from God. You can be busy with opportunities. But busyness is often a pursuit of pride that can distract us. So you ask, what can it distract us from? What does that mean? So I looked it up because pride to me feels like a scary word. It makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong when I think of the word pride. And I decided to look it up. On Google, it says, pride is an excessive preoccupation with self and one's own importance, leading to independence from God. Okay, so what does it distract us from? It distracts us from what is most important. And what is most important in our lives is God. So we compare our load to the load of others, and a packed schedule in a worldly view of busyness can equal a well-rounded or mature person. So I thought about an equation for this. Busyness equals maturity. Maturity equals experience. And experience equals wisdom. These are all good things, right? But if you think about all of them in the view of busyness, and I put a different word into our equation, worldly busyness equals worldly maturity. Worldly maturity equals worldly experience. And worldly experience equals worldly wisdom. And these are all things that are apart from God. And that is all the opposite of what God tells us to do. In Proverbs 4:25, it says, let your eyes look forward, fix your gaze straight ahead. In another version of this, it can say, mark out a straight path for your feet, stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked, keep your feet from following evil. So if I'm thinking of this word in Proverbs and I'm thinking of pride, that doesn't that equate to evil? If I'm going out of my way to become so busy and I'm ignoring all of the things that are most important, my path is not following the godly path anymore, right? Our busyness reflects what takes priority in our lives. What we spend our time on the most becomes what is most important. So, a couple of weeks ago, I think this was about a month ago by now, I was out with a friend and we were just catching up and just talking about our lives. We both became engaged around the same time. So we were talking about wedding planning and all the things that we're doing. And she was asking me so many questions, like, how many guests are you having? What kind of dress have you picked out? What are your flower colors? What are all these things? And I was answering them, and I noticed that as I was answering them, I felt like my body was getting more tense as the questions came. And I had answers to some, and then some of the answers were, oh, I don't know yet. And I became more anxious and more scared of what to say and of what to do. And so she stopped the questioning, and I felt like I was on like the hot seat, and I was like, hey, can we talk about something else? And I just felt like God gave this directly to her because she said, are you enjoying your engagement? Are you enjoying this time in your life? And so then I stopped and I thought about it and I was like, okay, God bless me with this. God bless me with spending my life with someone that is godly, that is right. And I've been so focused on the planning and on the schedule that we have and on the wedding date that I have not taken the time out to enjoy the blessing that God has given me. And in the pursuit of the busyness that we have in our lives, whether it is good busyness or whether it is something that we shouldn't be doing, it distracts us from what God has given us and the joy that comes with it. So, Matthew 6:21, this is the NLT version. It says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. So where, if you are prioritizing busyness, where is your heart? Where are the desires of your heart? Are they on the things of God or are they on the things of man? What I've learned is busyness is more about the orientation of your heart. It doesn't reflect your value or your character. It reveals where your affections are. So the question we are going to go into tonight is, where are your affections? What are you seeking? What are the desires of your heart? Are they on the right things, or have you strayed? And if you have, you have great company because we all have, okay? So we're gonna go into Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'm reading out of the CSB version, but this is the story of Jesus and Martha and Mary. So it starts with, while they were traveling, he entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he had said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand. The Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken from her. And we have studied this story many times in church, but I had some takeaways when I was studying it. And the two questions that I had, how do I know what is necessary when there are so many things to do? Throughout the day, when there are so many decisions to be made, or so many things to prioritize on top of others, how do I tell what is necessary, what is truly necessary? The NIV version of this says, she was distracted by all of the preparations that had to be made. So she was distracted, but wasn't she doing good things? Wasn't she also doing the right thing? So that drew me to my other question. If Mary was making the right choice, was Martha making the wrong choice? And I don't know if I can answer all of your requests. Like, I can't tell you if you are making the right choice or if you are making the wrong choice. But I know for me, it is always helpful when I have a guideline of, okay, here's my checklist. Here are the things that I can ask myself if I'm in a season of life where things are overwhelming and tasks are adding up. Here are the things that I can check off and see if I'm making the right choice or if I'm making the wrong choice. So our question is, how do I know if I'm making the right choice? The first question to ask yourself, what is the orientation of your heart? Where are you leaning? Are you focused on serving God or are you focused on meeting expectations? I know from my experience as a kindergarten teacher, I can oftentimes not lead in a very loving way, especially with all of the due dates coming up and all of the things that have to be done, all of the crafts that have to be made before the season. I can sometimes not serve them in the way that God would want me to. And in that, I become less loving, I become less caring, I become less kind, and I forget the reason why God has allowed me to have that position. And you can ask yourself that in any area of your life, whether it's at home or at school or at a job. Are you serving? Are you being the hands and feet of Jesus? Are you being the church outside of the church? Luke 10:40 says, but Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So Martha was making preparation. She was making a way for Jesus. She was making sure that everything was done. But she lost focus on who was in the room. So imagine you're Martha, and you are trying your hardest, because we've all been there. You're trying your hardest, and you're doing the dishes, and you're making the dinner, and you're cleaning, and you're scrubbing, and you're making sure everything is perfectly in its place. And then Jesus tells you, you are not doing the right choice. And not in a way to tell her that she was wrong, that, oh my gosh, you're making the wrong choice, but in a way to convict her heart, in a way for her to be like, hey, check your heart. Is your heart in the right place? Are you here? Are you present in the room? Because oftentimes, who is in the room is more important than what needs to be done. My second point, have you taken a breath? Are you enjoying the blessings and opportunities that you've prayed for? Oftentimes, when you are so busy on your schedule, you don't have time to sit and enjoy. When was the last time that you slowed down? Have you talked to God lately? Have you opened your Bible lately? Have you spent quiet time and actually listened to what God is wanting to tell you? Especially right now in our season of life, it's so easy to be distracted by all of the things that we have to do, or even the things on the internet that are telling us what to be done. But when was the last time that you just sat down in quiet, or that you took time to sit down in the quiet and to listen? Luke 10:39 says, her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. Are you listening? I have to ask myself this all the time, especially if you have kids. Oftentimes, the constant mom, dad, or if you're a teacher, Miss Jones, the constant name calling and all of their requests. And sometimes I have to sit and listen, or sit and tell myself, did I actually listen to what they told me? Half of the time, yes, it's, oh, I fell and I hit my knee and now it has a tiny scratch. And half the time, it's okay. But everything that God has to say is important. So are you making the time to listen to what he's actively saying to you? My last point to make, are you tired? When was the last time that you sat at his feet and listened for his whispers to you? Are you tired tonight? Are you feeling weary? Matthew 11:28 says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. You are a son of or daughter of God, and he wants you for who you are and not just what you can do. You are not your to-do list. You are not Santa. You are not your Christmas list or any of the things that you do. You are who God called you to be. And if you are not focused on the right thing, if you are not focused on the Lord, then you can easily become entangled in all of what you do, and that can become your identity. You are not a teacher. You are not an employee. You are a child. And all children deserve breaks and naps and to be heard and to listen. And sometimes you do have to break it down to yourself as a child. Because when we become adults, we often treat ourselves like we aren't deserving of those things, but you are. And God wants to speak to you as a child tonight. He wants you to know that he wants to hear your voice. He wants to speak to you. He wants to be in your schedule. And not just in the 15-minute prayers that you pray between different things. He wants to be in every part of your busy days. If you do not orient your heart, and if you do not anchor yourself, you will become lost. And I'm speaking to myself tonight because I need to hear this. So I ask you tonight to examine your hearts. When you go home, ask God, am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right choice? How are we doing right now? He has answers for you and he wants to give them to you. And in lieu of sitting at his feet and listening and being in his presence, we're going to sing a song. And I don't want you to feel compelled to stand up and raise your hands. I want you to sit at his feet and listen in the way that you need to listen. Whether it's standing up and raising your hands or sitting at a different place in the room, listen to what he has to say. He's here in the room and he wants to speak to you today. You may bow your heads. We're going to pray. Lord, please help us to become men and women who can examine the busyness and distractions in our lives. Help us to become better stewards of the time that you have given us and to manage what you have blessed us with godly wisdom. God, some of us today are weary from our works, and we just need a touch from you. We need reassurance that our tasks did not take us away from you, that nothing that we can do can ever take us from you. Tonight, we ask you to help us take the time to sit with you and listen to what you are speaking to us.